Blog Talk Radio.
Because we're coming at your heart. It's a real love talk show that soothes the appetite. And we're so glad you can join us. And we're on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, which is Periscope. Now, we want you to be a part of the show. We want you to use that call-in number. You can call in just to listen to the show or call in. If you want to get a better communication with us, you can have something to say. And we want you to be able to do that. The call-in number is 347-8. See, sometimes I get Stonehead Summer, 857-4192. Man, I tell you, I be working on this so much, sometimes I lose it that I'm with it because it's Throwback Thursday. I start hearing that music. It started playing in my head, and I'm going to turn this system off because it's still playing in my head, and I'm like, woo, look at here. No, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, so you make sure you get on the line and you can share your thoughts. Are you being loved right? Because you deserve to be loved right. Are you willing to love somebody right? Or you just want to go through the motions? So we're asking you to take an opportunity to just to think about our title tonight. All right, you can go to the web link and check us out as well, and you can just listen to the show or hear the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You get all of the episodes. We have over 300 and some episodes. We've been doing this thing since September the 17th of 2017. Actually, we tried to kick it off in August. We worked on our sports channel. We changed the name a couple minutes and a second. And we didn't, you know, but we eventually got there. So in September, we was up and running. So our anniversary went by for 4 years. Truly, truly, when we said 4 years, said we're going to call from the day we started. That was the fourth year by date that we was doing this. So we're glad that it's a vision God shared with us. We also want you to be able to check us out if you're on Blog Talk Radio. You feel a need that you want to go to Facebook. That's facebook.com/Dr., which is D-R-L, D'Alberto Smith. Check us out on that, too. And if you go to the Twitter account, that's at the Smith Way Production. Production is not spelled completely. It's P-R-O-D. Check us out. We're so glad to have you. We're going to have a great show tonight. Hopefully some of the co-hosts that join me from time to time will be able to call in and say they want to be a part of it. I look forward to them doing that. And that co-host will be Pastor Eddie Pratt. He's a relations strategist, and he's a coach. He works with young people. And we have Tina Robinson. We have her straight out of Oakland, California. I know Tina was recently in the hospital doing some things, and I can say, you know, God, we're praying that you continue to move forward with what you need. But she has stepped out and came out, been a part. She's doing great things in Oakland. She's hitting the street. She's pounding the pavement. She's making sure people are being taken care of in the street through COVID-19. So we want to applaud her, give a shout. Brother Pratt, also, I call him Dr. Pratt, because he's soon to be entitled to have that on him. He'll join that community. So we want to make sure he understands that we're thinking about him as well. He's in Texas, in Fort Worth, Texas. So we have those individuals joining us, and everything's done by remote. I'm sitting up in my new, you know, I told people, God bless me to be able to have a studio now. We have a studio. You see some things back behind me, sports related. We have other things in here. We got plenty of room to move around. So we thank the Lord. We are blessed, and we send in the praise and thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Let's get this thing started, the Love Cafe. Let's understand what we're talking about. We're talking about being able to give you some real love talk, and this talk will be able to soothe your appetite. Now, the Love Cafe is exactly what it is. It has a menu. The menu focuses on some real important things. When you go into the restaurant, you pick up the menu, they have what we call appetizer. And in that appetizer, or the starter that some people call it, you have an opportunity to have lust because you got things on your mind you normally don't have. Then that part when you say, well, I don't know exactly what I want. You know, I may get something off the appetizer. I may get something off the starter. But I know for sure when I get to my entree, whatever it is, it's the attraction. It's going to attract me. So in love, it's all about attraction, how I feel, the connection. Attraction is connection. And then last on the menu, we're going to talk about a little bit of that dessert, something that's very sweet. And you have to understand, something is sweet. I mean, you get attached to it. You know, some people during the holidays say, I want a red velvet cake. Hey, that's like ice cream. I want something sweet. If that person falls in that category, he's part of the Love Cafe or she's part of the Love Cafe, soothes your appetite, go for it. Don't hold back. But you ask this question, you have this statement in your mind, I deserve to be loved right. And the song you heard earlier, you know, we don't own the rights to that song, to that music, but it said, love me right. You have to be able to love me right. Before you can love me right, you have to make sure you understand what love is. But let's finish up, give you some more ways to connect with us. We have a Twitter account, and we have several. For the show particularly, you have at the Smith Way Production. I mentioned that because it's on Periscope. We also have at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then we have at Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number 1. Then we have at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith with the number 15. So we look forward to having you. You also, as I mentioned, on Facebook, Twitter, and time to time on Instagram. We have so many devices working. Sometimes it pulls away with your internet to be able to work on all of them. So we're using Twitter, we're using Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. Again, the call-in number will be, if you take time to write it down, that's 347-857-4192. Make sure you give us a holler. Give us a shout, and when you call in, all you have to do is press 1, and I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will make sure I get you on the line, let you chat with me, as well as the co-hosts when they join us. It's so good to have the opportunity. But I would ask you, if you want to identify yourself, give me your location. You don't have to give your name. Give your location, because now I know how we are serving the country or the world. And we are heard in 18 countries. All over the world. That's including the United States. So we're excited. But we're more excited about being able to be on the North American continent and make sure we're heard. We've been heard in Canada. We have those listeners up there and those watchers up there taking time to check us out. We are being heard in Mexico, as well as knowing in the United States. We have many other countries out of the other 15 that you can call along and say, good, God bless. We are international. We're so glad to have the opportunity. We're going to thank all those people joining on Facebook. Thank you so much. Let's start off with looking at our acronym. We do this every show because it's so important to understand what the Love Cafe is all about. The acronym is so important. You have your own definition, but we're going to give you our definition each show. The L is for what? Listening. Love, if you're going to treat me right, if you're going to love me right, you have to listen to me. There's no question. And I have to listen to you. This is a mutual thing. We have to make sure we go back and forth to the point where we understand healthy communication. That's what we always have to make it. And the O is always overcoming, overlooking. Overcoming all the challenges you may encounter in a relationship. If you are not in a relationship, you said these are the things I'm going to work on so I can be loved right. Overlooking the individual's faults. Everybody have a fault. It's what you can desire to stand, what you desire to be with. So what you choose to be with, please be understanding. Don't get into it and wait 6 months from now, well, man, I shouldn't have got with you because you're a young lady. I shouldn't have got because you had all this. When you know, when you speak first about what's going on with you, when you're serious about that because that's where you led to go, then you have a tendency to overlook wherever the faults because you can't move forward if you're holding everybody else down when you have faults yourself. The V is valuable. How valuable is your life? How valuable is the relationship? How valuable is that person you're going to call your life partner? How valuable is that person you call a friend? How valuable you call that person as if you want to say romantic person to you? How valuable? Understand that definitely. Valuable, so valuable that I'm going to take time. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be considerate. I'm going to be dedicated. That's what we're talking about, how valuable that person is. We're going to come with the last one, which is the E, the acronym of E, with that love. E is encouragement. Encourage me. Support me. You know, that brings about excitement within me and within our relationship. If you encourage me, if you love me right, if nothing else, that just empowers me to be the best mate I can be. Make sure you encourage your mate. Make sure you support. Make sure you do those things that you probably didn't do in the last relationship or the previous relationship. You have to step out. See, relationships, love is all about vulnerability. You put yourself out there. You take each one of those acronyms. You say, if you're not used to listening, then you're going to have a challenge with L there. You're not going to be able to love. If you have a problem with overcoming, overlooking faults, you're going to have a problem because every time something pops up, you ain't going to be able to love. You, if you'll have a problem with valuing, having a value about yourself, If you don't value yourself, you can't value anybody else. We have to keep in mind this is so important that when we're talking about a healthy relationship, a loving relationship, the best loving relationship, healthy relationship is with yourself. If you love yourself and you can treat yourself right, you can love yourself right, you don't have a problem loving somebody else. We have to always keep that in mind. You know, and then encouraging those people, making sure they do what needs to be done. It is so important to be encouraged by somebody. You know, I always say, I talk about one of the watchers right now. She inspired to inspire. All the time, she inspired to inspire. She sent a message out in the morning time. When I talk with her, it's inspiring me. Inspired to inspire. And that's a little Kay Pickett. She inspired to inspire. There are others that do things, and I'm taking it. Then I take with the behind the mask ministry. That ministry is inspiring people. That ministry is making people move forward. Only My Own Truth by Tina Robinson. Behind the Mask Ministry by, you know, Denise Stephanie. And these ministries are working. Let's take hold. Listen. Go to the Facebook. Become their friends. Watch what they're posting, you posting, be supportive of what's making a difference in a challenging time in our life. We're talking about being loved right is only when I know the definition of love. What love means to you, what love means to me may be different. And I want you to be a part of it. Give us a call, man. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. When you press 1, I'll make sure I get you on by identifying with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to drop in with the conversation you have, the thoughts you have. In the process, give me your location. That'll be awesome. We're going to do an awesome thing. All right, let's look at love. What is love? Every show we talk about love. And love have a different meaning to different people. You know, I always say that love is a state of mind. It's a state of mind. It ain't something we just normally say to make us feel comfortable. Love is a state of mind. Love is from the inner self, not from the outer self. Love is from the heart. So love has no condition. So love is unconditional. We always have to keep that in mind. Love is conditional for some people, but when it becomes conditional for you, you have to move on. You don't understand. Love is unconditional, and we have to keep that in mind. Love is not for everyone. Ask yourself. You know, we have a thing that we talk about on our Tuesday night show, which is Dr. Lo Show, which is a relationship show. We said that everybody's not built for a relationship. Everybody's not built to love. Some people, because first of all, you got to love yourself. If you struggle with loving yourself, you're going to have a problem struggling with loving somebody else. Love is peace. See, when you love and be, if you love someone and they love you, reciprocated back to you, you be at peace. If you in a relationship, you say, I love you, and that person say, I love you, but I'm going to disrespect you tomorrow. I'm going to keep you unhappy. You will not have any joy. I'm going to get back at you. I want to manipulate you. That's not peaceful. That's scary. Love is joy. We have to keep that in mind. Love makes you laugh. Love makes you smile. We have to understand that. And we're talking about soothing your appetite. You have to understand that love is peace, joy, and that beautiful one, happiness. Can't be afraid to be happy. If you're afraid to be happy, then you'll never be able to experience love like you should and like you deserve. Yeah, you deserve love. You really, truly, truly. But your love is not for everybody. Your love is not for everybody. God has made it sure through your prepping. See, God prepped you for the person that you can say, I love, and they'll say they love you back. God prepped you to be loved right. Can't be afraid. God is in charge. He's prepping you. And we go through preps day by day, sometimes year by year. We have to keep that. So when we understand love is all about peace, joy, and happiness, we know God is prepping us for those things, because those are beautiful things right there. Love ain't about being unhappy. It ain't all about being sad. If you're in a relationship and you're unhappy, you're sad, you're not at peace, but that person keep telling you, I love you, that ain't love. Redefine your love, or if you have your idea of love, consistently say, this is what I and who and what I like to have in the form of love. I want to be loved right because I deserve to be loved right. That's our title. I deserve to be loved right, and I'm not afraid of it because I'm going to love you in return. You know, people say, I love hard, because they understand that love is unconditional. They understand that love is a state of mind. They understand love comes from their heart and the soul. They understand love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. Love includes pure. Love is pure. Ain't nothing been included in there when you talk about love. It's pure because it's from the inner self. Love is all about being painful. You know, people, if somebody hurt you and still say they love you, you got a problem there. See, love is not about being hurting somebody, humiliating somebody, and abusing somebody. If you're abusing somebody and humiliating and hurting them, that ain't no love. Love is painful. And you just want to think about that. Love is sweet. I'm just giving you some things that ties into love. Love is sweet. Love is all about respect. Is that what your relationship is all about? Is that what your marriage is all about? Is that what your life partner is all about? Is it all about respect? And it requires mutual respect now. I respect you and you respect me. Is nothing in love associated, successful love, peace, joy, and happiness, and disrespect? They don't even relate. And don't allow yourself to be included in a situation like that. Love is all about admiration. I admire you. That person makes me excited. That it gives me that support where I can do some things I normally wouldn't do. Because you know what? Love is about care. See, I care for you. I want the best for you because I know you want the best for me. You know, love is not ever subjecting your person, the person you say you love, to, or your partner, to hurt, humiliation, abuse. That's what love is all about. See, love is about truth. Because the truth of this thing is, love is a basic necessity. See, love is a basic necessity. We all need love. From the conception of life until the end of life, we all need love. It is necessary. And it's necessary for everyone. It is necessary. Because everybody needs to be loved. To live so they can have a successful and a prosperous life. That's what love is all about. So the title is, I Deserve to Be Loved Right. If you can't love me right, then you need to go. You know, when they show themselves, believe what you see and send them on their way. If not, you run the other way. Don't run to misery. Don't run to people that's hurting you. Don't run to abuse. Don't run to those things. Run away from them. Run to joy. Run to peace. Run to happiness. And run to somebody who's going to love you unconditional. You run to somebody who's going to be sweet to you. Somebody that's going to respect you. Somebody that's going to admire you. Somebody that's going to care about you and never subject you to any form of hurt. Love is not a game where you keep score. So I want you to keep that in mind when you're talking about love and what you're looking to do and what you're looking for. I deserve to be loved right. A couple more things about love before we get into our discussion. See, love sometimes can be confusing. That's why we have to know the difference. That's why we have to have a meaning of love that we stand on. See, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. If you said love is a state of mind for me, you don't have to explain anything else to anybody else, because you know what? That person that's prepped for you, that's been prepping for you, and you've been prepping for them, they understand unconditional love. See, it's not for everyone. Your love is not for everyone. You can't give your love to everyone and have peace, joy, and happiness. Our Lord and Savior said, you know, we love our neighbors. We love our family. You know, children love your parents and never be disobedient. You know, you got to be able to love yourself first. Love yourself. Then you'll love that person that God sent for you to, that's been prepped for you and you've been prepped for them. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I have you live. We can chat and talk a little bit. And we also ask you to give your location. You don't have to give your name. And you'll make sure you are a part of the show and offer some awesome, I believe, conversation about this situation. Because that's what love is all about. This show is all about love. You can't confuse this show with any of my other shows. Everyone have a distinct brand to it. This Love is a cafe where this cafe has a menu that sets you free. This is a cafe that you go there and you go there and enjoy. Because that's what the Love Cafe is all about. See, that's it. Truly, we're going to make this thing basic, very basic. And I want everybody to hear me. The basic meaning of love is to feel more likely towards someone. You say, wow, that's as simple as it be. You like that person enough because in your internal self, your heart is open to them. Your soul is available for them. It's a state of mind. Because you love yourself. Love is all about loving yourself. The best relationship in the world is with yourself. One of the key things when you've been in an abusive situation, in a relationship that has just been devastating, is that you take time before you go to the next relationship, to love yourself. Search, research, check, make sure you love yourself. That's what love is all about, self-love. I deserve to be loved right. Let's look at some topics related to this. It said, do you deserve to love? See, that's something different. Ask yourself, do you deserve to love? You have to check yourself based on that meaning. That's those many meanings I gave you, the many words tied into it. Do you deserve to be loved or deserve love? You say, yes, I deserve because I care. I deserve because I am committed. I am dedicated. I want peace. I want joy. I want happiness. I know that person, I'm going to respect them. I'm going to admire them. I'm going to be to the point where I'm going to give that empowers them, and in return, they empowers me. That's love. So the topic is, do you deserve love, or do you deserve to be loved? Yes. You are built for that. You'll do an awesome job, but you got to have it in the right perspective. You have to have a, you have to set standards. And the standards so much is that I know what love is. I can define love. I'm not going to accept anything less than the standards that I have. Every one of the things I said is part of making yourself available so you deserve love. Because you do deserve it. Love ain't for everybody, especially your love. You are prepping for that person that God is sending your way. You are prepping for that person that God is sending your way so you can love them. You understand that. All these other things, you know, relationships you've been through, you can't understand. Well, I don't seem like I can do it right. You can do it right. You can do it right because God is prepping you through all of those relationships for that relationship that he has for you. For that person he has for you. That's what God. So do you deserve to be loved? Yes, you do. I said love right. You deserve to be loved because you have all those characteristics. You have all the things that I mentioned, even in the acronym. Love is all about, the L is listening. Do you listen well? If not, work on it. The O is overcoming and overlooking. Do you have a problem holding people to, oh, you did this 4 years ago. I saw this 5 years ago. But, you know, why about, well, you know, the question is, that person sent across your path for a purpose. So you have to, if that's the one being prepped for you, you can overcome and overlook those things. Do you value yourself before you value others? That's strong right there. Do you value yourself more than you value, you know, others? If you value others more than yourself, you don't have a struggle saying, well, you deserve to be loved. Do you deserve to love? That's what it's all about. Ask yourself that. Calling number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with me, share your thoughts. I love to have your thoughts in regards to that. You know, not, we're going to continue grinding and bringing it to you, and that's what it's all about. We're going to make sure we get everything in here that we need to get in here, so it is good. So press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line with the last 4 digits. I'll call those out and actually give you location and then ask you to join in with the conversation. The next question related to our topic, our title, I Deserve to Be Loved, is, why do you deserve to be loved? Ask yourself, why do you deserve to be loved? Why do you? You say you deserve love. You deserve love, but why do you deserve to be loved? Because I am practicing all of these things, dealing with the acronyms, the what they stand for, listening, overcoming, overlooking. I value the relationship. I encourage. I help empower that person. I do my best to keep excitement going on. I make sure this relationship is everything to me. All of those things are so important. That is why you deserve to be loved. You deserve. And you are built for it. That's one thing you can be. You may not be built to be in a relationship, but you're built to be loved. You are built to be loved. From the time you were in, inception occurred, a conception, if you want to say, you was built for love. no matter where it came from, you was conceived out of love. I don't care if it was a day, you still was conceived out of love. And through the process, you was being loved while you were still in the womb. Because God was loving you. You're one of his creation. And by being his creation, he created you that he said, I'm going to let you go through this process to you when you come out. But you're going to be nurtured. You're going to be loved. Love is all about being nurtured. Love is all about being taken care of. That's what love is all about. So you ask your question, why do I deserve to be loved? Ask yourself that. Because it's so important that you understand this. Next topic, we're going to look at some reasons. There are several reasons why you deserve to be loved. And I'm going to go down a list, and I'm going to talk about certain ones, and I'm going to share some scriptures with you in regards to that. First of all, I'm going to say, number one, I would say you are worth it. Remember I said you're built for it? You're worth it. You're worth to be loved. You're worthy. You're worth. People are to love you because, first of all, you have to realize your worth. You're more than you think you are. So you're worth someone loving you. That's what it's all about. You're worth somebody loving you. And you can't be afraid to take an opportunity to understand that. See? Because it's all about looking at, asking yourself, I'm worth to be loved. Please, please understand. I am a benefit. I deserve it. Those things I know because I know what kind of person I am. The number two thing out of these reasons why you deserve to be loved, you are beautiful inside and out. Your ultimate goal in life is to make sure you take care of the beautification inside with your heart and your soul. And you know it's going to be radiant when it come out. So you are beautiful inside and out. So you deserve to be loved. No, we want to look at Ephesians 2 and 10. And it says, for we are God's masterpiece. We are God's masterpiece. See, he created us in his image. He created a new person when he created you. But when he created his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, see, that allows us to know that we are a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. You're beautiful inside and out. And don't ever let anybody tell you you're not. The next one, you are strong. See, there's one thing about it. Every time I hear somebody say, that person weak, maybe because they didn't respond to you, that don't mean they're weak. Because, see, you are strong because whenever you encounter things, you know how to deal with them. So that makes you strong. I might not deal with things like you deal with it, but I do it what best fit me. That makes me strong, that makes you strong. Every individual have a certain strength in them that we have to keep in line. See, you know, it's going to be a day, and it's from Isaiah 54 and 17. But in that coming day, no weapon turn against you will succeed. In that coming day, no weapon, because you are strong, no weapon will be formed against you shall prosper. So if that weapon, not if it's turned against you, you're going to still be able to deal with it. No weapon. No weapon. And that's what we're talking about. You are strong. You are thoughtful. Think about yourself and what you're dealing with. You're very thoughtful. And we have to keep that in mind. You know, we have to keep in mind that everybody have a big heart. Love is about heart and soul and a state of mind. You got a big heart. You don't mind giving. You don't mind sharing. You're willing in a relationship because, see, you love. You deserve to be loved, right? You don't mind sharing your heart with somebody. You don't mind doing that because you know for me to do this, I can be happy, I can experience joy, I can experience peace. You know, as I said from the beginning, when we was conceived and then we moved from the womb into this world and became children, they said, make sure you start off. And you did. Every one of you all started off on the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. You heard that? That's Proverbs 22:6. They said sometimes, they said, train a child in which way you want him to go. He'll never stray from the path. And if he do, he'll come back. He'll come back to the path. That's all it's saying, paraphrasing. Train that child. Train that child to love, to care. Train that child to be, you know, willing, dedicated, committed. You are that. You was trained as a child, so you have it in you. You are powerful. Never let anybody tell you you're weak, because you're not. See, God gives us different gifts for doing certain things well. All those have different gifts. You are powerful. You're not a weak person, because God didn't build you that way. You are special. Just remember that. You are so special. That's why you deserve to be loved. You're special. The next thing you are, you deserve to be respected. You deserve to be respected. And you deserve to be respectful, too. See, that works both ways. You know, in 1 Corinthians 15:3, it says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. Come on now. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That's what you have to do in 1 Corinthians. That's why I said you deserve to be disrespectful, or you deserve to be respected. Never let anybody disrespect you. If they do it, make it the last time that they have an opportunity to do it. You are brave. There are some times when we run the situation, they say, hey, it's always a good run is better than a bad fight, a bad stand. But you still are brave. You have strength. You're strong. And you have courage. For all of our young ladies, you are a queen. That's why you deserve love. You are a queen. And in Ephesians 5:25, for husbands, this means love your wives. just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for us, and you could give up your life for your queen. Oh, I probably said something, people won't get upset. Because I said the same thing. The king, if the king can give up, the queen can give it up. But we talking about why you deserve to be loved. These are reasons. You are full of life and hope. You are full of life and hope. If you don't have that excitement in your life, put it in your life. Focus on the things that leads you to all of the pursuit of happiness. That's what you do. And the last one, before I move to the next topic, you are enough. You probably like, what you talking about? You are enough. See, as you are, with all that you have encountered through the tests and trials, you are simple enough. You are. Just remember, that's why you deserve to be loved. Those are some of the reasons you can use. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. It allows an opportunity to share your thoughts with me. And I'm looking forward to you being a part of it. We still have about 13 minutes, and we've got a couple more topics we want to talk about, but we want you to be a part. When you call in, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with me. Just give you a location, and I'll be definitely happy and just thoughtful and excited about you doing that. All right, our next topic is, how do you know you deserve love? How do you know that you deserve love? Ask yourself that. How do you know you deserve love? These are a few ways that to attract love you deserve. And I'm telling you, as we're moving in 21, you make a note of these things. These are ways to attract love you deserve in 2021. Don't take rejection personally. If somebody rejects you, don't take it personally. Because y'all are not meant to be together. They're not the one you've been prepped for. Take that rejection as encouragement and say, okay, God has that person for me. And when we're ready, you'll be ready. If someone comes up, they want to get with you and they're disrespectful, and they really rejecting, be happy with it. Sometimes it's good to find out up front where you can move on. Sometimes go with the flow. Be in the moment. Don't overthink it. Go with the flow. Things are going like that. Be in the moment. Don't overthink things. That's how you know you deserve love. Be honest about your feelings. It's amazing. I had a conversation today with someone in regards to the relationship they had going on. And I'm saying the person ended up sending them a DM through Instagram, direct message through Instagram, as well as he said that person, this was a young lady, I called my daughter, goddaughter, and I said, you know, they sent it to her and another person. But, you know, when you asked about it, when he was asked about it, you know what the person said? I was asleep. I didn't know what I was doing. And that's my cousin. You know, women know about their cousin. Brothers, you can't use the cousin line no more because they already know about it. So make sure you be honest. Honest is part of one of the most important things when we're talking about a healthy relationship. Trust being trustworthy, being honest. Those two are just two of the ones that we talk about. So be honest about your feelings. If you don't want to be in that relationship, tell them. Don't mislead them. Because you know what? They can deal with it when you be honest with them. If you tell them that, I'm not looking to make you my life partner, give them an opportunity to make that decision that they don't need to be with you, because if they're looking for a life partner and you not, that ain't going to mesh. They're not going to mesh. So make sure you're honest. Let go of old limited beliefs that you don't deserve happiness. That's a statement. People tell you, you don't deserve no happiness. You know, the ones that most likely tell you that, because they don't understand, because they hadn't allowed themselves to be happy, they don't want to see you happy. Misery love company. Come on, talk to me. People can tell me, you know, people, you know, misery love company. If they're unhappy, they're going to say everything to make you unhappy. The next one is kind of hard, and I want you, if you feel like responding to it, it's fine. You can type in some words. It said, put yourself out there. Now, it's a way to do that now. I can't tell you how to do it, but you can put yourself out there, meaning that you deserve love. You know you deserve love. It don't mean you got to go and do this, that, but don't. You know, let your inner self guide you when you put yourself out there. Take good care of yourself. That's a very important thing. Don't let yourself go. Don't start abusing your body, because it affects your mental, your emotional, your physical, financial, and your spiritual. All of those aspects affect you when you let your body go. When you don't take care of your body. And the one is so important. We always talk about, when we talk about a healthy relationship, we said self-love. And this one is put yourself first. Because you're going to tell them, I deserve love. I deserve love. And I got to put myself first. Because I have, you know, because I love myself. I have self-love. And I have the greatest relationship with myself. I am, and I deserve to be first. I'm going to put myself first, man. Just remember that. Your happiness is so important. Your joy, your peace, being respected, being where a person care about you, being where you're so, you know, where you protect yourself from people that's not, don't really supposed to be in your life very long. Some people in your life for a session. Some people say a season. A session. A session can go like a fall semester. It's a session. It's a, you know, we said it at the university. You know, you're in the fall semester, but that's when we got these sessions going for 18 weeks. That's how some people are, and they're meant to be in your life. So you have to make sure you understand, put yourself first. Love yourself. Have the best relationship in the world with yourself. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to have a relationship with yourself. But you have to do that first before you're available for anybody else. Don't sell yourself short. Because all of the things I read about you are a queen, ladies, you are a queen. You are strong. You demand respect. You are brave. You are full of life and hope. You are enough. If a person don't think you're enough and think they got to have two or three other different people, you are enough. Don't you settle for anything, because you are enough. You're beautiful. No one can tell you different. You're beautiful inside and out. And you're worth it. You are worthy. You are worth it. So make sure you look at it. And the last thing we're going to hit on right quick is you deserve love right now, just as you are. And some of the reasons why you deserve, I'm going to give you some things right quick. You have to reiterate a lot of times to your friends, especially when they're ones that come from an abusive relationship, you need to tell them that you deserve love and to be loved right. Just as you are. Just remember that saying, one man's trash is another person's jewel. Just because it didn't get work with him or her, that don't mean that you don't deserve love. And you deserve it right now. You put yourself in a position to demand it right now. And you can't, don't take no exceptions. Because I mentioned all the things that you are, whether you're a king or a queen. You have to always keep that in mind. Don't allow people that are coming out of bad relationship to steal your relationship. And if you're coming out of abusive relationship, that don't let it steal the future relationship. Take time and heal. A broken person, an imperfect person, cannot see the thing that we're asking to be seen. You can't be happy being broken. You can't be happy as an imperfect person. But you can seek love right now, just as you are. Just remember that. Just as you are. See, even at the lowest moment of your life, people have a tendency to tell you things that puts you down. We got about 3 minutes and we're going to get ready to close it out. Some of the things that old people, I want you to keep this in mind, they say, I wasn't worthy. Well, we say, you are worthy. You are worthy. But some of the things people from abusive relationship, broken relationship, people that are broken and imperfect, they will say, I was not worthy. And that's why my relationship didn't last long. Think about the things people say. I wasn't what they needed. And you know, they're right. When you say that, you're right. Because you much more than they can handle. Just remember that. Then you'll say, I wasn't what they needed. I should have changed myself. You're going to change yourself for somebody who's broken and imperfect. Mm-mm-mm. No, no, no. Don't change yourself so somebody can love you. Love yourself first. Love yourself first. And if God allow them to be the one you've been prepped for, they'll love you too. Another thing is, people like to say, when it comes from a point of misery, brokenness, they say, I don't deserve to be loved this way. Come on now. I don't deserve to be loved this way, all broken. You know what? That's when you learn, when you're broken, you learn what love really means. Because you research, come on now, you research yourself to find out what love means to you. Find out what broke you so you can be like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall. You know, he shattered into many pieces, but we was able to put him back again. Your life, when it's broken, will be put back again. Don't let people tell you that you don't deserve to be loved. Another one, they say when they're out of an abusive relationship, have bad skills. We call bad relationship skills. They don't know how to love. They don't understand love. Because I should have been better. You are who you are. If you fix the things and believe that you are worthy, you are beautiful inside and out, you are strong, you are thoughtful, you are powerful, you are special, you deserve respect, you deserve someone to pursue you, you deserve to be diligent, you deserve because you are brave, you deserve to be called a queen because you walk. Live like a queen. Same thing apply to men. They got to be a king. I heard a sermon from a man, a good friend, man, a pastor. He was doing a sermon. He said there are two type of men. Check yours with these two references. You may agree or disagree. See, we just about a minute over the time. There's two types. You have a king. Come on now. He provides. He protects, he loves, he cares unconditionally. He's truthful. He's honest. He's a friend. He communicates. He connected. Oh, come on now. He's dedicated. He makes sure you're taken care of. He empowers you. That's a king. But also you have a fool out there too. We got a lot of fools operating in this world. You know, the fool disrespects you, abuse you, hurt you, humiliate you, don't love you, don't know how to love you, ain't capable of loving you, they're weak, and all them things. So choose which one you prefer to be with, because you deserve love, and you deserve to be loved right. And the last one, I have to say this one, and I'm going to close the show out with this one. You tell people I was too difficult to love. You gonna take the blame because the person don't love you. You difficult. You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this. Because you're strong, you brave, you're a queen, you're full of life and hope, they don't even deserve you. You weren't difficult. They the problem because they broken, imperfect, and don't deserve to love you. So what you deserve to be loved right, set your standards, they're never too high. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag one life matters. Hashtag keep on grinding to have the best relationship you can have the person to love you and that you can love them back. It's reciprocated. Hashtag communicate for understand because you got to listen in the process. And as we close this show out, it says I love to go another hour or so, but I have a Zoom call coming in at 7:30. So I want to be on top of that, but I want to tell you it's been awesome being here tonight. The Love Cafe always welcome each and every one of you all, and I want to give each and every one of y'all a shout out. And let me start from the top because we got Timothy Kenny, and Timothy was on our show back about a year ago. He's doing some awesome things up there in the Atlanta area in Georgia, up in the Georgia surrounding county area. Thank you so much, Timothy Kenny, one of my frat brothers. Thank you so much. We have Bruce E. DeWalls Jr. He's another fraternity brother. He's an awesome trainer in youth, training them to, if they're in athletics or whatever it may be, just for a better life. Give him a call. Go to his Facebook page, Bruce E. DeWalls Jr. Go to his page and give him a shout out, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have Sherry B. Pickett. Thank you, Sherry, so much for joining us. We also have Denise Stephanie. Thank you so much. She said she was still in the hospital. Our prayers is that for speedy recovery and so you can leave that hospital. We have Marvin Smith, one of our co-hosts on Talking Sports, you know, Plus on Wednesday night. Thank you, Marvin, for joining. He was with us last night. Now he's joining us on Facebook. We have Andrea Montgomery. Andrea, thank you so much for taking time to join us, Andrea. It's, you know, it's always a pleasure to have each and every one of y'all. We have Latae Pickett, Inspire to Inspire Ministry. Latae is doing, her ministry is doing something. She has a family selected during this COVID-19 Christmas that's coming up, and she want to make sure her group provide that family so they can have something for Christmas. Make a donation, a toy donation. If you don't want to do cash, make a toy. She prefers to give a toy, and that toy will go to that family that's been selected by Inspire to Inspire Ministry. Get with her, go to the Facebook page and say, Latae Pickett, I am interested in donating a toy. If I am in the Central Alabama area, I can meet you and give you that toy. That'll be awesome because the Smith Way Enterprise is making a donation for what Inspire to Inspire is doing to help them buy their toys. We're going to make sure that first $100 is there so we can get the toy. We don't want these children to be without anything. If it takes $200 or whatever it takes, we want them to be happy during Christmas. We want this family to be happy. And we want to applaud Latae for doing this. Latae Pickett taking an opportunity to inspire someone, make them smile. Also, we have Queen Minister Lewis. That's our host of the Minister Shannon Show. Thank you so much. She's soon to have, I thought she had, her daughter had already given that grandbaby, but she hadn't quite yet. But she's soon, the grandbaby is going to be coming. It's going to be somewhere before Christmas, and we, our prayers is be healthy, be inspired, be excited, and I want all of y'all excited as well, meaning the family, to just welcome a new member to your family. We also have Shorty. And I'm going to say Shorty, but 40 Finn Fabulous. Thank you so much. And that's probably 45 Fabulous. Go ahead on, girl. Monique Spaulding. Thank you so much, Monique, taking time. We have my frat brother, Winston K. Bingo O'Neill, out of the Great Lake region, out of Michigan. We're so glad to have you, cohorts on the International Board of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and so glad to have you joining us on a regular basis. We have Nicole Davidson. She's a member of the military, serving our country, and also she's one of my students in elementary back long, long, long time ago, very long time ago, and she's doing some awesome things, as well as her son, Darius. Davidson played football out at McKenzie and had an awesome year. And he's a senior graduating. Congratulations to all of y'all. And thank you so much, Nicole, for serving us and protecting us. Also, we have Tisha Maria Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, so glad to have you. Then we have the co-host of a Monday night show, which is Talking Real to You. And a co-host of our Wednesday night show, we got her on the line. I know she's kind of quarantined right now. That's none other than Coach Lauren B. Smith, or just Lauren B. Smith. Lauren's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and she's also my daughter. So glad to have her. We also have Monique Sunshine Seaborn. Thank you so much, Monique. You're supported, and it's good to have you on this line and have you a part of this. And if I said something, like you said I was preaching, and I was amen, I'm you amen, and thank you so much. You know, I give God the praise. Hallelujah, because he has made this possible. Then we also, somebody put down here, and I think it may be Lauren Skiwi. Yeah, I see put that. Might be her, might be somebody else. Then we have Cherie B. Pickett. I may have mentioned it earlier. Oh, she's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Cherie Pickett. That's all right, Cherie. Thank you so much. She's an awesome person. I appreciate All the pictures that join us, you know, just make it do what it do. We're glad. But we're at the end of the show. I gave you all the hashtags. I have about 19 minutes before I have my Zoom call coming in here, and we're going to close that out and close the night off. Again, just remember, I deserve to be loved right. You deserve to be loved right because you're strong, you're a queen, or you're a king. You are the one that's willing to give everything you have to make the relationship work because you want to be happy. You want to have joy. You want to have peace. It's been awesome night. Thank you again for each and every one of y'all joining us. But we've got to close it out now because, see, we're at that point in life that we have to get out of here when you have to. But we really are excited to have you and have you with us because it's all about sharing something with you. And you notice I'm kind of turned away because I'm trying to stroll down and get to something that really important. You know, we say, I deserve to be loved right. Now, when somebody that leave you and let them go on, but see, there's going to be a comeback love. And you got to allow yourself to experience that comeback love as well. So you have an awesome rest of the night. Tell the people, your family member, your friend, you love them. Give them a virtual hug and just tell them you love them. Because, see, every time I end my show, I always tell everybody, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, an awesome weekend, and we'll see you back on Tuesday, the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock.
It's Roy Chip, Anthony, y'all Southern Soul. I've got this lady. I am here to myself.